Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Justin Franson, a renowned athleticism performance coach and author. He specializes in nerve work and is the founder of athleticism.com and emfrocks.com. He has been working in the field of athletic performance for over 25 years. Welcome, Justin. How are you today?
Great, Dr. Courtney. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being on. I am so excited to talk about all of the things today. You have so much great information and I'm excited.
I love it. Me too.
So, tell our listeners, how did you get into this line of work? Tell us about athleticism.com. I'm so excited.
Well, I started working with athletes 25 years ago and athleticism.com. We started at Scripps Clinic in La Jolla, and I do nerve work for sports performance. And what I saw was our athletes breaking down from wearable technology. So one of the strongest, fittest guys came in and he said, my whole arm is in pain and weak. And I said, well, where's the pain? He said, right over his wrist area. I said, well, take that radiation off your wrist. He had a smartwatch on. And then pain went away. His arm started to restore function. And that was when I knew I had to dive into the EMF space. And, you know, everyone looks to nature to ground. And so did we. So we looked to nature and we hand mine crystals. We put them in a grounding bag. And the grounding bags are sold through doctor clinics all around the country. It's one of the leading natural EMF protection products out there in the marketplace at emfrocks.com.
That's awesome. I might even be digressing off topic right now, but crystals, you had me at crystals. So, you know, is it even a conversation of like, are they sourced? Are they specific to something? What is the power and the meaning of the crystals in the bags? What kind of healing properties do they have?
Definitely. Crystals are known to have magnetic resonance as a piezoelectric effect. And we have ours, like everyone knows a shungite or amethyst or black tourmaline for EMF protection. Ours have, we call them Tesla crystals, like those, because they have that magnetic resonance, but they also have a moisture content in them. So they've been compressed from an underground water source. So they're beautiful pink crystals and they're more like a softer, soapier, like rock. So we have to keep them sealed, use them as is. And the combination between the moisture with the magnetic properties in them is what makes them exponentially strong for EMF protection.
That is so cool. So looking at this one athlete we're talking about and looking at his watch. So how did this even come to be? So you saw this, did he stop wearing watches? Is he like, give me more information.
Yeah. So there's a large percentage and growing, I believe at least 20% now affected by EMF. And I call it a gift. Some people will call those sensitivities more of a challenge, but it's a gift of awareness and feeling energy and knowing when your body is toxic. And when you're sensitive to something, you're super toxic to it. So with that, yeah, he's not wearing any wearable technology anymore because he knew it was a stressor and weakened him. And this guy was, you know, a high level performing athlete. The easiest way to get someone better is to clear the stressor off their body and out of their environment. So I always lean into everyone and say, hey, what's your environment look like? Let's go there. And it's everything around us that can allow us to thrive or it could kill us. So let's lean into the air part of it, where our air is you know, made of ether plasma, which waves and particles travel through. So they can be native sources or non-native sources. And the native ones are what the framework on what we're one with, these scalar waves that distribute equally in every direction. And then you have this non-native waveform from or excuse me, the wave, the native ones would be cosmic shifts and then solar flares. That's where we would get it from as well. But then the non-native, they're all one directional. So if you're wearing a one directional polarizing charge, that's way faster than how we sleep, rev, and optimize, it's going to be the stressor on the body.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, and we look at things from even the point of view, you know, wearables and just even, you know, our just our world, our technology driven world. Everything is these waves, these energy, these waves are in the air. And I was telling you before we started our podcast today, you know, I spoke at a conference this time last year, and there was a physician on that was really diving into, you know, EMFs and how we should be looking at, you know, not using wearables, looking at going back to basics and rewiring things, you know, hardwiring things, and to eliminate these things. Like, how important is that? What products are out there? What can we do to help ourselves with all of these things that are working against us every day?
Yes, this is probably one of the most pivotal topics that we can discuss right now. It's super timely. We've been inundated with them for over 100 years, and now it's just starting to come to the surface because the levels that they're rolling out and the proximities are closer than ever and stronger than ever. And so what we need to do is really understand where the stressors are. So get a meter your home and your office and see what the levels are. Once you have the meters, you figure out where they are, then you develop proximity protocols to it or clean up the wiring, make it a healthier home. Then you start to establish, you know, they have absorption ratings where you don't put the phone right next to your head. You always have it on speaker away from you, where the corded, you know, earpieces, not the wireless ones, because that's an airway canal directly to your brain. There's no skull there. So that's localized radiation in your inner ear. Like, that's not a great recipe for health, for your brain long-term. So understanding these challenges that they present, a smart meter maybe on the other side of the head of a bed of your kid's room or something. Yeah, I wouldn't have their head at that on that wall. So, or put EMF tint, blocking tint, excuse me, to repel it the other way. There's things that we just need to develop awareness of. And then you got to get grounded by nature. You got to get outside and get connected to the resonance of the earth. And when you do that, you'll be able to start to heal and you'll be able to start to sleep better. All the hormones will restore because these things are oxidative stresses. It stresses the body. And then when you're inside the home, you got to grab a grounding bag. I mean, these grounding bags are literally the game changer because it's like walking barefoot in a bag. You're creating a coherence with your environment. You're doing what Mother Nature does, is create that harmony and that balance with us and facilitate healing us naturally.
That's awesome. Can you explain, and I've done this before in my yoga class, and I'm into all of this. I flip, about a year and a half ago, I did a year-long course, and it was yoga training, but we learned about grounding, we learned Reiki, we learned, you know, foot reflexology, Bach flower, we learned all of these other healing, we learned a lot about crystals. And can you explain the grounding process, like what that actually means to the listeners?
No, I want to go to that retreat, but yeah. Yes. So earthing, grounding is literally getting outside and getting close to the resonance of the earth. And Eileen McCusick really explains it really well with our body acting like a body battery, where we get a negative ionic charge from the earth. We pull those electrons in, and then we get a positive charge from the unpolarized light of the sun that distributes equally in every direction. We breathe in minerals from different, you know, environments, and then we get it from our food, hopefully, and we drink it in our water as well. And we use the water for the conductivity of it all. So at the end of it, that's really how our body battery works. So if we're disconnecting from that and not being outside very often, or not being barefoot, not breathing in fresh air, we're not getting that those minerals and that polarization, that recharging, and that coherence at the cellular level that we need to optimize our vitality. So what we do is we got to connect to that resonance, because we're one with it. And when you're introducing something so different, so these are the differences. Let me break this down for you. When we're sleeping, we're in a delta or theta brainwave state. We're 1 or below 1 to 8 hertz or waves per second. That's how low and slow our brain is. And the more deeper sleep, the better, the more lucid dreams you have. And that's what these will help you get. Now, when we have a Wi-Fi in our room, that's 2.45 billion waves per second, or 2.45 gigahertz. So that's the same bandwidth that destructures water. So it's an oxidative stress. It's a cause of vibration that breaks down our voltage-gated calcium channels, lets positive calcium into a negative cell, turns causes secondary effect of cell and DNA damage. So we're destructuring our water. We're having a vibration. We're directly affecting the voltage gated. That's that gateway for your mitochondria to get voltage. That's huge, huge, huge. That's a number one pathway. We got to have energy to function. You got to have that ATP. And if it's disrupted, everything else is going to be off. So it's a huge oxidative stress when you have low level to high level. So Dr. Martin Paul's work out of Washington State University talks about that even that those voltage gated calcium channels, even if they're low level, just from electricity, milligauss being the 50 to 60 waves per second, all the way up to a faster speed of a wireless in the wireless is 50 million to billions of waves per second. They all both affect us equally. Obviously, one would be a faster effect, but they're equally vibration, they equally disrupt us. So we gotta understand that environment, the stressors, how they affect us, and then how to create that coherence.
I think that's so important. And I feel like, and I know maybe we can kind of describe to our listeners, you know, I say every time I speak to my patients in the functional medicine capacity, one of the first things that I start talking about with them is oxidative stress on the body, because, you know, I think people hear, you know, well, yes, they should, you know, maybe hearsay of, oh yes, using AirPods and using things that are possibly giving off rays and they can do harmful things to the body. But I don't think people understand the power of like what oxidative stress, like what it is and what it's doing to our bodies and the many things in our world. EMF's just one of the many things that can cause oxidative stress on our body. But I feel that our, you know, that most people don't really understand what it is, how it can present in the world, you know, how it disrupts every hormone in our body. And, you know, sometimes when people think hormones, they're thinking, oh, you know, estrogen, testosterone. Yes. But, you know, our insulin, which leads to every function in our body, you know, our adrenal function, our thyroid function, you know, all of these things in our body, and how one hormone, when one is off, it signals all of the other hormones and can set us down a path and a spiral of, you know, you were just talking about sleep disruptions, you know, which can lead to when you have that exhaustion and brain fog and lack of focus. And then people can have, then their cortisol levels are off and they're having weight issues. And that's leading to a spiral of other things. I think that, you know, I think stressing the importance of oxidative stress and for people to understand what that really means, and like what you were saying at like the level of the mitochondria, like at the cellular level, like how can we help this process in our bodies to feel good and maintain balance in our bodies, repairing and healing at the mitochondrial level.
Yeah, you're spot on all this, and we got to get grounded and create the coherence and flush and detox and have these pathways open to flush the stuff out and build up your life force, your energy. Because Bruce Lipton will say your chi is indicative of your health. Because you got to have energy to have the chemistry and biology. So And if there's a stressor on that energy field, everything else is going to be disrupted. So we got to look at that and kind of to go back to what you're saying, or how are these things affected? Well, there's a couple ways. The first thing I see clinically are the eyes, the teeth, the thymus, and your intestine area below your belly button are the four primary areas that are the weak links for the body. So if an athlete is only as strong as their weakest link, and their weakest link typically is a joint, oh, I sprained my ankle. Like, the weak links for EMF for the body are those four areas I mentioned. You can use your grounding bags as a self-home care protocol to recharge them, which is incredible. So just tapping on the bag and covering your eyes, covering each of those four areas one at a time for about, cover the teeth for about 15, 20 seconds each, cover your thymus. That'll recharge. That's your electrical system for your body. So if you wake off, you're not on your energy, you have that afternoon fatigue, tapping there, and then same with your intestine area, that'll recharge those areas. So that's huge. BioFlush, you'll 10x your energy, but then you'll recharge those areas. Then we go into level 1, 2, and 3. So Dr. Courtney, this is huge, because level 1 is all cognitive challenges with EMF, lack of focus, memory, anxiety, stress, headaches, behavioral challenges, ringing in the ears. So those would be the level 1, obviously the lack of sleep we talked about, challenges with EMF. And the lack of sleep comes in when our brain tries to figure out what's pinging it, so we don't get into those deep restorative sleeps. So then level 2 would be more Havana syndrome type of stuff, non-trauma concussion symptoms, seizures, nausea, vomiting, rashes, itchy skin, grinding the teeth, ringing in the ears, bloody noses, muscle twitching, you know, just all that and so much more. And then you go into the bigs: cancer, suicide, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's disease. And then the big one, I say suicide, and then lack of fertility is another one that we're seeing a lot of. I mean, can you imagine making a device and having it as a massive battery and then a router and telling someone to put it over the reproductive organs and calling a laptop? That's not great, you guys. It's unbelievable. So
no, say that again for the people in the back that didn't hear it, because we see this so much, and it's so basic and simple, yet it's so complicated and huge. You know what I mean?
Well, the women's ovaries absorb 10 times the amount of radiation. Guys, sperm counts will plummet. This isn't a recipe for fertility and population replenishment and vitality, for that matter. And sitting in these electric cars, Dr. Courtney, we had a colleague do special forces blood work, 18% lower testosterone.
Wow.
Driving an electric car. Sitting on a massive battery is not good for your health. Like, period. That is a huge, it was the biggest marker change he saw in the blood work that he did with them.
That is fascinating. I like, my mind is blown. Like, what? I was not expecting that fun fact. That's crazy. So yeah. I think that when we look at this from the big picture, and we see that, you know, for all of the people listening, for fertility issues, you know, and people try all of these different things, whether they're going conventional medicine and they're taking different hormones. And when I see it, I'm like, no, you know, as a pharmacist, and I know that's, you know, like we were talking earlier, I'm the pharmacist that does the non-traditional, you know, I take the other approach first. And, you know, I think, I just hope the people that are listening take these things into consideration. So explain a little bit more about the grounding bags. So you were saying, you know, holding them, tapping, like, how do you use them? So, you know, who could benefit from them? I mean, everybody, but, you know, like, how do you use them other than, like you were saying, like tapping, like, how are athletes using them? You know, and then we can, and how do people get them?
Definitely. Thank you. When I first came across them, my wife was going through early menopause. And so she lost her menstrual cycle for 3 months and would wake up every night sweating like crazy, and brought them into the home. Everything normalized. Her cycle returned and she started sleeping through the night. So that's when we knew we had something really special, when we could slow down that aging process during those transitional phases where people actually feel them. And so you can load up your house. So our protocols are put one on your bed or underneath it, make sure it's touching the bed. You'll sleep 3 to 50% deeper. Rodney White actually did a sleep test. His deep sleep went from 45 minutes to 100 minutes for 2 months straight. That's not anecdotal. Like, that's a doctor doing a third party independent test for 2 months. They don't do clinical trials for 2 months. So anyhow, Dr. Berlando, AlphaVedic, one of my other favorite docs out there, he did a waveform test with dual impedance antennas, and he measured your chi and any distortion in it. And he's brilliant. And that can tell him specifically what's wrong with you. And he placed the grounding bags around his patients, and they clinically passively treated up to 91% of the markers that were off when the laptops and the EMF was present and the router was present in the room, which is huge. So these things really work. More on the medical side, Dr. Tom Cowan, MD, is a big supporter of these. Dr. Tom Cowan, COWAN.com, is a big reseller of them. But he says it makes so much sense that the earth would provide us this natural protection. So these are the brilliant minds that are testing it and deploying it to their patients and seeing the benefits from it. But for the grounding bags, the protocols are simple. Get it, tap on it, flush. Put one on your bed, five together, clear 2,000 square feet. You need seven if you have solar, because solar, unfortunately, they haven't figured out how to ground it. So it causes lots of extra dirty electricity. You can get a Stetzer electric meter to plug in the wall to see, should be 50 or below. Every home I've metered is 900 up to 1600 with solar on their homes, unfortunately, which is really, really high. And then you can do one on your desk, car seat. If you drive an electric car, we also recommend seven in the behind the driver's seat to clear that massive battery that we're sitting on. And so those are some of the protocols for the EMF protection from just nature itself in our grounding bags.
Amazing. I love it. So I guess one more thing before we kind of wrap up to tell the listeners, is there resources, and we can even put them in the show notes, where people can go on, you know, tips and tricks other than the grounding bags? You know, can they go to your website to learn more? They can go to your website, I'm assuming, to order grounding bags and learn more about them. You know, if they have more questions, you know, after the podcast. But is there, you know, resources for our listeners to go to that are really interested in, you know, making a difference?
Yes. So Bioinitiative.org did thousands of studies with 40 countries and hundreds of scientists. You can check out their cellphonetaskforce.org. It is a place that you can stay up to date. Arthur Furstenberg, that's his website. He wrote a book called The Invisible Rainbow. I encourage everyone to read that. It goes into the history of electricity and life. And it talks about in 1889, the flu was called the flu. Before that, because it would fly in and fly out with solar flares, and not until we brought electricity into our homes was the flu here to stay. And then 1918, we rolled out radio waves for the first time, and then satellites for Hong Kong flu, and World War II was radar, and then the last several years was 5G. So he directly correlates, you know, most pandemics to shifts in our electromagnetic blanket of an atmosphere, either cosmic or man-made, which is phenomenal. So that's a great resource. On emfrocks.com, we have blog sections and great videos like this podcast that I've done with lots of doctors like yourself and all different types of doctors that kind of give just a lot more information on the topic. So you guys, there's a wealth of information out there on this. And we just really have to unlearn what this broadcasting is telling us. They're giving incentives. You can buy a $50,000 car for $30,000 now, and with it when it's electric. They're trying to incentivize us through our purchase power. Stop it. Please do not allow that. Connect to knowing how you feel, stop looking for a device to tell you how you feel, get out of this meta universe that they want to track and trace and control you and make you sicker and quicker. We got to get that. You got to know how you feel. I mean, connect above to source and get grounded by nature. And that's the recipe for healing right there. Once you have that, you don't have to worry about anything because you're in God's hands. Everything's going to be okay. So it's really a simple answer for me. And you know, that's kind of how we lean into this whole health topic.
I love it. This has been so great and just informational and just even reiterating the things that I have learned along the way. And it just is almost like a little bit of a wake up call as I'm pointing to my Aura ring that for the listeners that can't see me, I'm pointing to my Aura ring and my Apple Watch. And I'm like, they need to come off. Like it just, sometimes it's like this, the basic things that you just like go through life and you're cruising through and you don't even think about it. You know, you think you're doing good for the environment by driving an electric car. You think you're doing these things that are, or you're just keeping up with the normal things like, oh, okay, here's what we're doing. It's the next, you know, best thing. I mean, even just, I was just watching and I know it's, we won't even get into it. They were talking about different things like ring cameras and all of these things now that are giving off all of what we just talked about. Like every little thing in life is just the quick and easy way, but the quick and easy way is making us sicker, guys. It's just making our bodies fail. And we do have to just get back to nature and the things that are just there, like God given right there for us to embrace and use.
Yeah. I have a question. Are you Rh negative?
No, I am not.
You're not, because they're more resilient for EMF. So I'm positive and blood type. And so I'm more sensitive to it. So I was just curious to, I was asked to kind of get a baseline to see if that study was all correct. But
I didn't know that. I never heard that before. That's interesting.
And my wife's negative. And so she's super resilient to it. She can have the phone up to her head and doesn't even phase her. And I'm like, wait, how do you do that? What are you doing? So I think everyone's more sensitive, you know, has different levels of sensitivity to it. And then the last component I want to iterate is not to fear any of this stuff. We subconsciously, consciously, there's that component too, where it's like, oh no, there's a cell tower. Oh no, that's radiation on my wrist, or there's a router in the room. Who cares? At the end of the day, we can build our chi and we can flip that and convert it and not let it affect us as well. But just make sure you're doing your homework to get the protocols to do it. But let's not get tricked and feared into going, oh, there's going to be a million satellites beaming, you know, phased array, one directional radar down on us and zapping us. And oh, we have to go through these, you know, in these airplanes, and, you know, your glucose will spike 200 points if you have diabetes, and you'll get a bloody nose on the airplane when everyone turns on their Wi-Fi. Stop worrying about all that stuff. Just do your protocols to buffer the insulin, get some MCT oil. And that's a huge part. We have it on athleticism.com, which is huge for diabetes. Wasn't a thing 130 years ago. I think in the book, he says there are only six cases he could find in research across the entire world 130 years ago. So I feel a lot of these challenges the bodies are presenting are electrical challenges that start with that. And then obviously there's a lot of other factors with the fake foods and the sugars and the, you know, lack of nutrition out there. This is one of the big pillars of health that we got to look at too, but stay away from getting tricked on fearing this stuff. There's no fear out there, you guys. Leave that aside and know that we can convert this stuff. Just turn your electricity off in your bedrooms at night, turn the Wi-Fi off, turn the power off, all that stuff, and allow your body to get into the resonance closest to the resonance of the earth so you can start to sleep and heal and do your protocols every day to get out and get grounded, and then, you know, get some grounding bags for that extra protection for your body.
I love that. And I love that your approach is what it is, saying, you know, we can't fear it. We're in this world where, you know, there's constant stuff coming at us and we can't fear it. It's just, it's part of our life. It's part of our society, but we can be proactive to, you know, take the steps for our body to be more resilient to, you know, to ward off the things that are causing that oxidative stress.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Justin. I'm still on another podcast coming on where there were like so many topics that just came up in the last like 2 minutes. I'm thinking that Justin might be back on again, guys.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Dr. Courtney.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.